Well, yes, it did. Although your comment about the fact that we have great health care here is absolutely true. And in fact, the study did show that we have a very highly ranked clinical care available to us. Great doctors, great facilities, the quality of care here are all measured to some degree in this study, and they all show terrific health care delivery availability here in Sangamon County. But that still doesn't necessarily mean that the health of our population is as good as it should be, and there are some people who aren't as healthy as they should be, despite having that clinical care available.
Yeah, and one of the areas it seemed as though Sangamon County especially was got a bit of a knockdown on was low-income residents who had no access to health coverage, being able to go and access, maybe get preventive care, things like that. As somebody that works in the field here in the area, you're probably aware of that already.
Well, there's an access problem of various kinds. Our uninsured rate is actually fairly low in our county, but there is still a sense from some people in the community that it's hard for them to have regular access to clinical care. And that's an issue that I think we need to work with the community to find out, well, what are the exact problems there, and what kinds of things can we do to get everybody to be able to take advantage of the great healthcare we have.
What else stood out to you in this study? I mean, anything that was a real troubling notion?
Well, the number you're referring to is the health outcomes ranking, which we were 80th out of 102nd out of 102 counties in the state. And in that, the things that seem to be most important to that ranking were that we have a high number of low birth weight babies, which is a common marker for healthcare problems or health problems in the community. And ours is higher than the rest of the state. We also, on the mortality side, we had a higher proportion of our people who die younger than we think they should. And that measure comes through as one of the major reasons that we had trouble with our ranking.
So where do we go from here? You've got these numbers, and it shows what Sangamon County, how it compares both to Illinois and a national benchmark overall. What happens next? I mean, is there some strategy involved here to try to attack some of these problems?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, and that's the real thing is, are we going to respond to this? And it's pretty well known in the circles in public health and health of communities that you have to get the whole community involved. So our hope is that along the way, once we see this information and start to deal with it as a community, we can kind of raise the level of discussion about this problem and engage everybody in the community. If we don't engage people across the entire community, from the healthcare delivery community, but also to people who are living in our neighborhoods, and people who are living within our community who are concerned about this, if we don't get everybody engaged and then try to identify what we think the problems are. The statistics are fine, but they just lead us to think harder about what we recognize as our own problems, and then we're the ones that are going to have to come up with solutions here.
And you mentioned everybody. I think there's probably a tendency by people to say, you know, I have insurance, or maybe I make a decent income, and we're talking about people who are low-income residents who may have some other health concerns, but really this goes across a lot of different economic lines, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. And there are people, as you said, who have low educational levels or low income levels, and they may commonly not be included in trying to find the solutions. A lot of times, there's a tendency for people who are in positions of authority one way or another to say, "Well, here's the solution we should have," when the real people who are going to be able to decide what the best solutions are those that are already facing the problem themselves. It's a challenge, though, to get those people effectively engaged and empowered, really, in this process. And I think that's the challenge we have in the health and healthcare community here in Sangamon County, is to engage those people effectively.
It's hard to go through this entire study in just
Right.
a short period of time. One of the things that stood out to me was the sexually transmitted infections. It seems as though Sangamon County has, for years, that's been an issue here of trying to handle that and deal with that.
Yeah, that's correct, and it is. It was. We have a higher rate than the rest of the state in that regard, and we have for a while. And I know our county Department of Public Health has done terrific work to try to get control of this and take care of it and make sure it doesn't have some of the worst implications you could imagine from it. And they've done a good job of that, but we still have the problem that shows up, and it's another one of those things we have to identify. And you know, the other thing, this gets back some to social and economic factors. So. It's pretty clear that if our high school graduation rate is better, that correlates a lot in most circumstances with better outcomes in health areas. Similarly, children in poverty. We have a lot of children in poverty in this community, and if we can change that, we can have a big impact on health down the line.
I thought it was also interesting that some of this is not necessarily what you think of when it comes to health care or health issues. Violent crime rate was quite higher for Sangamon County than other parts of the state.
Right. Yes, we the measure that they used comes from the FBI, actually, and they we had at the time this was reported, we had a quite high rate. But there are a lot of things related to how people live in the community. The stress of living in a safe environment, for example, is very important to people's health. That stress, there are known reasons, biological reasons, that kind of stress translates into poor health and difficulty with staying healthy and being positive about your life. The other thing that's interesting is the business of sort of social support and social fabric in the community. It's very hard to quantify, but clearly relates to whether people feel healthy and stay healthy in their lives. And those are things that, again, if we get to the community, sometimes you're not working about a specific health problem when you're trying to solve these problems. Sometimes it's making sure this is a safe neighborhood and making sure there's plenty of social support for people who need it when they run into a crisis or difficulty in their lives. And so we have a lot of things we need to explore in the community in those kinds of regards.
And I've seen a lot of studies come out through the years that try to rank counties and locations. Do you put a lot of stock into these numbers, or do you see it just as an overall snapshot of maybe some ways that things could be done a little bit better?
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. This is a snapshot, and these are just statistics. What they do really is highlight that, number one, that there are problems that we should probably be paying attention to, and number two, that that there are ways to measure these things that we can take advantage of. Now, this particular program actually offers in the background of it a lot of proposed solutions. So when you see that we have a problem in a certain area, we can go to this kind of a program and other areas in the medical literature or the healthcare literature and say, well, what kinds of solutions have been implemented in other places that make a difference? And I think as part of the process, what we do is say, well, how do we characterize the problems ourselves, the people who actually live here? What do we think of this? And then what kinds of solutions can we find that we can use to make a difference to these things?
There's also an assessment that is taking place that's a little more focused specifically on this area, and it's being done by medical facilities. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that's correct. Both of our hospitals, as not-for-profit healthcare institutions, are required to do a community health needs assessment. And in the past, and in most communities elsewhere, these hospitals would do those things independently and just take it on by themselves. In addition, county public health departments in Illinois have to do a planning process as well. And it turns out that those three organizations here in Springfield have combined forces, and they're going to do a common community health needs assessment. Now, they may identify some different problems for each institution, but they are doing the health needs assessment together. And that's a big step forward, and not a common way this is done. I think we're very fortunate that the leaders of those institutions have been visionary, really, in trying to go forward. Now, the proof's in the pudding, isn't it? So we'll see if the result is what we want, but I think it really offers an opportunity to have a very strong voice about what the health needs are in this community and then what kinds of steps we can take to alleviate them.